Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, it is Crab Diving Live, streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live out east.
Leave me the fuck alone.
I get it. If it isn't that time, you may be listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, stream free 24/7. Maybe you've gone down, downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. However you're listening to us, we appreciate your time and listening, etude.
Yay!
Thanks for joining us. We also have social media. You can we check the Twitter during the show at Crab Diving. We also have Facebook and Instagram, which is crickets and tumbleweeds and cobwebs. Not pictures of, this is just metaphorical. You doing okay there with your Duck Dynasty blankie?
Fuck. You know, I need a new chair, a new office chair. I think You know, the padding is off this. Not only the padding.
Oh, that's been around for a while.
Upholstery, if you look, the reason it's uncomfortable...
Yeah.
Because the nails are been around for a while. Exposed. So I got a dynasty blanket over it.
The what else do we have to talk about? Oh, Amazon.
The river.
I'm sure.
That's sad. People don't think you say the Amazon. You think, well, I don't. What do you mean? What river?
Oh, well, or they think
it socks.
Wonder Woman's island.
Do they really?
The Amazons. I don't know.
Has Jeff Bezos taken from us the ability to think
of they've taken
the largest river on the fucking planet? And I think of Amazon, it's just the fucking people that send
me
shit.
Out of 100, if you say, what's the first thing you think of when they say Amazon?
It's ordering shit.
100 out of 100 are going to say ordering shit.
That's sad. That's very sad.
Well, yeah.
We've branded the Amazon River out of motherfucking existence.
But if you want to help the show out financially, we don't have any ads or any shit like that. You can buy stuff through our Amazon link. When you go to buy shit at Amazon, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon or use the banner on our webpage and we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Amazon.
Please clap.
Just helps us out here.
How do we do that? How do we get the Amazon River back into our culture? How do we make that happen? Can we rename Amazon, please?
The river? That's probably your best bet.
That really is. What an asshole. You have to have the name of a major river from the planet as yours. It's Jesus. What a dick.
A whole shit ton going on. This kind of a gray Tuesday here in the panhandle.
Is he going to go to Mars and find some
who?
Jeff Bezos is going to go to Mars and find some expanse of some bullshit. We're going to call it something and then he'll take that name and just sell more shit. He's going to brand the whole universe out of existence.
Why not? Him or Elon or
right.
Branson. Those are the three guys that are galloping towards space right now.
Yeah. Branson.
Richard Branson.
What is he? Is he a space guy or
Virgin
Branson, Missouri? From
Virgin Airways. He's Australia.
Oh yeah, I think? He's the president of the Virgin Islands.
Virgin everything. Virgin Records. Yeah. Virgin. Yeah. A gazillionaire.
Yay!
He's the one that who's his private island got bitch slapped during the one of the hurricanes.
Right.
And he was donating a lot of money to help rebuild the other islands.
Yeah. Gosh.
But it's looking like he might be the first one to do the space tourism thing and go up. So
again, cheers to being first, but really cheers to not ending up a pile of fucking space dust floating around. You know what I mean? Jesus, dog.
Did you see the air she just got?
I just saw that out of the corner of my eye.
See, that other Kong toy, these treats are perfect for this black Kong toy.
Yes.
But the other black Kong toy, the hole's too big.
Right, right.
And for this particular treat.
You gotta tighten up that motherfucker.
So she got that one. Yeah,
rejuvenation. Right. Oh, well, this is what I was going to say. Can you put something in there to make it like a shim?
Well, you can, you know, there's, if you prepare them ahead of time, you can freeze shit.
What is she upset about? Oh,
she wants that other Kong toy.
Oh, right.
But if you can freeze shit inside of them, like you put stuff in that's like freezable, and then it takes that much longer for them to get it out or something, whatever.
Right.
Yeah, sure. Champagne. I don't remember what we were talking about. Over to the Comedy Pinko Liberal. Let's see what the Huffington Post headline
Zoodalore
is. Oh, we were talking about billionaires in space and shit.
Right.
NYC nail biter, ex cop mayoral front runner's early lead dwindles.
Oh shit!
Dun dun dun!
Is Andrew Yang still in it?
No.
Oh, that's the primary. Okay.
Catherine Garcia trails Eric Adams by a narrow margin in New York City's Democratic mayoral primary after the city's Board of Elections ran results through the ranked choice voting system.
Oh, shit.
Eliminating candidates until only two were left following 11 rounds of elimination.
Sunday.
Adams, the Brooklyn borough president, is leading Garcia, the former sanitation commissioner, 51.1 to 48.9.
Go fuck yourself.
The results remain unofficial because they do not account for roughly 125,000 absentee ballots. Holy shit.
Oh, shit,
that's,
man.
That's a significant percentage.
That's election. That's isn't that ballot stuffing? Is it ballot
oh
stuffing?
Oh, my God. They're ballot harvesting and stuffing.
ballot harvesting is the best.
And reaping.
But what were the Republicans doing in South or North Carolina or something? They were just ballots were showing up at a guy's house and he was fucking with them. Right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Republicans.
They graciously would if you didn't complete your ballot, they offered to complete it for you.
Hey, no problem.
Yeah.
No problem, motherfucker.
The it says Adams is retaining his lead, but Garcia has moved from third place to within striking distance.
Ooh.
So with this ranked choice, which I like.
Not here.
Ranked choice.
You can't do it here.
Well, it depends where you're
fucking
at.
Fucking racist, man.
Right. So there you go. That's the headline.
You think if you did ranked choice voting here, wouldn't that ensure that
there's still 40%? I mean, it was 60-40 last time. So, you know, it's not like 90-10.
No, I thought you were trying to say it was worse than I'm making it out to
but
be.
But 60-40, which isn't horrific and
you know
insurmountable.
No. I drove out to Fort Walton today and back, and you know what?
Now you know it's impossible.
We cannot do ranked choice motherfucking voting. Hey, listen, whatever, assholes. If I had a Biden sign, it would have been down by now. But your guy even fucking lost, and they're everyone. Everyone out there still has their Trump signs up. Go fuck yourselves,
man.
You sad little bitches. Oh, fuck you. Oh, my God.
Oral.
Oh, man.
Oral.
Go ahead.
It's okay.
No, play
you
that.
You stopped at oral.
Oh, okay.
But
he has so many, dude. I mean, so many, and there's such little fucking assholes. You know what I mean? There's just so many
signs. Stories. Drudge Report. This is amazing. whinitude going on. Tucker Carlson is claiming that the NSA is monitoring communications.
Fuck off!
In an attempt to take this show off the... Oh, excuse me. An attempt to take this show off the air.
No one gives a shit about you, you motherfucker. The NSA is not listening to you because you don't matter.
Tucker Carlson claimed last night that his communications are being monitored by the NSA in an attempt to take the show off the air. He told viewers a whistleblower from the U.S. government. Reached out to his show to, quote, warn us that the NSA, the National Security Agency, is monitoring our electronic communications and is planning to leak them in an attempt to take this show off the air.
Right, because that's what's keeping everyone up at night. It's not the variants. It's not the building that collapsed in fucking Miami. It's your gut.
Now,
you narcissist.
That's a shocking claim, and ordinarily we'd be skeptical of it. Oh, wait. I think we
what
have
a loser.
I think I have the mellifluous tones.
Oh, my gosh.
Of Tucker himself.
How pink is your skin, motherfucker?
Yesterday, we heard from a whistleblower within the U.S. government who reached out to warn us that the NSA, the National Security Agency, is monitoring our electronic communications and is planning to leak them in an attempt to take the show off the air.
Yeah, I wasn't that far off,
Right on, man. Leap. Why does he talk like that?
Because he's a chode. Because he's just an obnoxious, really pink pile of poo.
There's no way the NSA is listening to what he's doing.
Who
no
cares?
One gives a shit about you, motherfucker.
Who's calling you? What?
No one.
Super secret communications are you having, Tucker?
Jeebus. It was Jeebus.
Now, that's a shocking claim, and ordinarily we'd be skeptical of it. It's illegal for the NSA to spy on American citizens. It's a crime. It's not a third world country. Things like that should not happen in America. But unfortunately, they do happen, and in this case, they did happen. The whistleblower, who is in a position to know, repeated back to us information about a story that we are working on that could have only come directly from my texts and emails. There's no other possible source for that information, period. The NSA.
Your wife.
God damn. He is, you know, how.
Your assistant.
Is he married?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Kids.
Oh, holy shit.
Directly from my texts and emails. There's no other possible source for that information, period. The NSA captured that information without our knowledge and did it for political reasons. The Biden administration is spying on us. We have confirmed that.
He's not. Is he? Tell me. Is it likely that Joe Biden is listening in on... I don't even know.
I find that unlikely.
Nobody gives a shit about you motherfucker. I mean, people care about you because every once in a while you say things that are horrific to a lot of people, and it pisses people off that you have a television show, so they go after your advertisers. But that's about it, right? I mean, is he...
Well, but yeah, it kind of doesn't matter because...
He's in show business.
Fox doesn't make money off the advertisers. Their prime income is being tied in cable bundles.
Is Tucker a mogul within the entertainment industry, yes or no? Oh my God, how disgusting.
Well,
for
I mean,
America, you're thinking about it.
He's getting there on the right.
Oh.
He kind of usurped Hannity. Not that, you know,
God,
that
sad.
Was a real, not that that was a real evil genius to take down.
I mean, just listen to this guy and the fact that this guy is. Jeez, this dog is
she's keyed.
Crazy.
Yeah.
What is going on?
We couldn't walk as far because of the horrific, painful sound that was coming out of the water treatment plant.
Listen, hey, Republicans, go fuck yourself and just fucking vote on this infrastructure bill. Vote on the biggest one they have because we're going to need it.
Really was. I was like, wow, this shit would work. I wouldn't storm this building if it was if this noise was going off. I didn't. I turned away a block and a half away.
That's like, just somebody turning up Florida.
And
that's
the dog
all.
Was like, we are not going in that direction. No. She did not want to go to the park. That's how bad the sound was.
Do you think
she fucking loves the park?
Right. Do you think there's a danger that there's a methane dome under our house? You know, because that giant cave or sinkhole or whatever.
Here?
Yeah.
Three blocks from the water?
I don't know.
I don't think it's likely. I mean, maybe.
Well, wait. Now there's a methane dome in the movie I watched that blew up the mine shaft very close to the water.
Oh, well, I don't know.
I just the point is, pass the infrastructure bill, you sadistic motherfuckers. I mean, really? I mean, God damn it. I mean,
we'll see any of that in Florida. This is Florida.
God, fuck us.
All that money's going to get grifted.
Shit.
So that's the headline. Tucker Carlson is claiming that the NSA is spying on us.
God, you're a shitbag. I mean, come on, Tucker. Nobody cares about you, man. Has anybody ever interviewed his wife and been like, how do you do it? How did you? You did it twice for sure. So how was that? Must have been horrible.
Couple new books coming out. crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Yay.
Or slash Audible if you want to download the audio version, which are usually really good.
I bet. Do you think? Surely she doesn't make eye contact with him when they're.
Who are we talking about?
Tucker and his wife. I mean, I just can't.
They don't fuck anymore.
You don't think they do? Well, they have kids, so. He's just so vile. How does she do it? How does Elaine Chao do it? Ugh.
Prove that it happened.
Well, I can't with Mitch. I mean, you know, I guess they have no kids, right?
No.
Oh my God.
They met later.
That is
life.
A kindness.
One of the new books coming out, is from the Wall Street Journal's Michael Bender, and the new book coming out is called Frankly, We Did Win This Election.
Yeah.
About Biden. But it's about Trump, and there's some behind the scenes involved. And this excerpt is allegedly Mark Milley, who is just being we didn't do the story of Tucker. Tucker called him a pig. the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, because he came out and says, I want to understand white rage, and I'm white. He came out like saying this critical race theory stuff is outrageous bullshit.
Right.
We should be looking at race-based issues.
Yes. And Tucker got mad.
And Tucker called him a pig. Jeez. And said his views don't represent the people that he serves over or whatever. It was just a ridiculous. So now they hate the military.
But doesn't he indeed represent the military? I mean, he's a general, right? Come on.
But now the story is that Milley, and Trump got into a yelling match.
Oh, please, Jesus.
In the Situation Room.
If there's not audio of this, Jesus, I'm done. Fuck you. I'm done. Boom.
It was in June of 2020 as the George Floyd protests were sweeping the nation.
Yeah.
Quote, Trump wanted to invoke the Insurrection Act and put Milley in charge of a scorched earth military campaign to suppress the protests that had spiraled into riots in several cities.
Like, just shoot everybody, burn them to the ground. My God. Look at us.
Seated, here's from the book, seated in the Situation Room with Barr, Milley, and Esper, that's the Secretary of Defense at the time.
Right.
Trump exaggerated claims about the violence and alarmed officials by announcing he would just put Milley in charge.
Yeah.
Privately, Milley confronted Trump about his role. He was an advisor, not in command, But Trump had had enough. I say you're in fucking charge, Trump yelled at him. Well, I'm not in charge, Milley yelled back. You can't fucking talk to me like that, Trump said.
Did he say fucking?
Yeah.
wait one second. Are we sure this isn't a transcript from the Obama administration?
Know. Yeah, right. Jimmy Carter.
Fucking.
I say you're in fucking charge. He turned around and looked at everybody else, Bill Barr and him, and said, God damn it, there's a room full of lawyers here. Will someone inform him of my legal responsibilities? And that moment, Bill Barr said, he's right, Mr. President. The general is right.
Wow. Thank you, adults. Thank you. I mean, God forbid it, if it had been, say, Mike Flynn and what's another fucknut? Mark Meadows in the room. If they were the adults, well, my God.
Oh, Mike Flynn would have been
like, they'd
be
mowing motherfuckers down.
Burn them down.
Yeah. I mean, jeez. Wow. Thank you, adults. I mean, so every now and then the adults stepped up, right? I mean, can we even.
Well, I mean.
Jeez.
Adults. Fuck it. I mean, if we're.
What a low bar.
If we're thanking Bill Barr, I mean.
You know, we need our government to do so much shit. And the bar with the Trump administration was so low. It's like, please don't shoot us to death.
Yeah.
Please. But they did. What about the low flyover with the helicopter and all that shit and the tear gas and all that? Well, you know.
Well, you know.
For the photo op with the upside down Bible held by the wee fingers of a rapist.
Well, you know, it's all photo ops.
Yeah.
For him.
Right. It's not really a great method of governing for the people.
Right. Trump's peeps are saying didn't happen, of course.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And that Trump would have immediately fired him if Milley had yelled at him like that.
I mean, at some point, doesn't Trump need the people that are around him, though, in his presidency? I mean, at some point, he had to stop firing people.
Did he?
I mean,
why does he just put Ivanka in charge? He put his son-in-law in charge of Mideast peace. a trust fund scumbag slumlord.
Well, out of his fucking kids, Ivanka, was it Ivanka or? Who stole? Didn't Ivanka steal a speech from someone at the? No.
It was Melania.
Excuse me. Fuck my point. It doesn't matter. We never need to forget that the first lady stole.
Four scores and 7 years ago.
Might as well have. She stole a speech from Michelle.
Well, her speechwriter stole.
Oh my God!
A speech.
Do you think if Michelle Obama started reading
wait,
the speech...
Wait, let's stop for 1 second and even try to fathom a reality where Melania Trump came up with one word for that speech. So in this case, I'm not saying she's not a piece of shit. I'm just saying in this case, I blame it on the speechwriters because
no.
She has no fucking way.
Well, wait.
She composed
Michelle
a syllable of that speech.
Had someone given Michelle a speech and she was like, Nancy Reagan said this, or she would be like, you know what I mean? She would have noticed, right? Or do you think between her and Barack, they would have noticed?
Who?
Michelle. If someone had given her a speech, Nancy Reagan's speech from like.
No.
She wouldn't have noticed.
Well, maybe not. She might have been like, well, this sounds great.
Nancy Reagan?
But, you know, if you take a short excerpt out of
that's
you can,
true.
Out
that's
of anybody's.
True. I mean,
you can...
why would anybody know that? It amazes me that that did that, but it happened twice, didn't it?
It might have.
Oh, my fucking God.
I think I remember that, yeah.
Jesus. Do you?
I say you're in fucking charge. I don't want to be in charge. I'm not in charge.
Jimmy the fuck.
I say you're in fucking charge.
This is, honestly, this reads like fucking Dr. Strangelove, does it not? In the war room?
Trump's response through an aide. This is totally fake news. It never, ever happened. I'm not a fan of General Milley, but I never had an argument with him, and the whole thing is false. He never talked back to me. Michael Bender never asked me about it, and it's totally fake news.
Okay.
If General Milley had yelled at me, I would have fired him.
Right. Okay. Good.
Bender said, the author said, the exchange is confirmed by multiple senior administration officials during the course of hundreds of hours of interviews with dozens of Trump world aides for
this book.
You know,
to me, what bothers me about this, I mean, it's great for the podcast, but, you know, for the country in general, that even the fact that that kind of chaos got, like, in the inner circles of our government, you know, because that's the kind of chaos you hear about in, like, North Korea. But it ends differently. People get shot and killed and shit like this, but we're in the neighborhood.
And Bender says, oh, and by the way, I did send that question in a list of written questions to the president about that specific incident.
Yeah.
So when they're saying, when Trump said he never checked with me, Bender never asked me about it. He literally asked him specifically. We heard you had a fight with Milley. Is this true?
Gosh, someone in this situation is lying, correct?
And then Trump's rally, it says P.S. This is Axios. P.S. At Trump's Ohio rally on Saturday night, he attacked Milley without naming him. You see these generals lately on television? They're woke.
God.
Oh, boy. They are woke.
What a loser. I mean, God, that's funny. He said that?
Yeah. A fucking asshole.
Oh, man, you're a fucking dickhead, man. I mean, what?
Just a spectacular asshole, yeah.
Especially in his post-presidency, because, like, if I remember correctly, you really didn't hear about anything out of Obama for a long time.
Right, right.
And it was disturbing. I mean, I feel if we could do it over again, Barack should have came out immediately with this story with the FBI shit on Trump. And then he should have told America, he said, this guy who was elected is really scary. We need to figure it out, man. It's not going to be good.
Yeah, well, I think we all knew that.
Instead, he was like, he said something that...
And the majority of the country that didn't vote for him knew that.
It's not like you left us with a babysitter that you know had a gun in his belt or something like, you know what I mean? I mean,
and then it's just more stories about how, like Trump wanted them to crack heads. Oh, here, top U.S. generals repeatedly pushed back on Trump's argument that the military should intervene violently in order to quell civil unrest. Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley often found he was the lone voice of opposition to those demands during heated Oval Office discussions.
Jeez.
This is the Michael Bender book.
Wait. There was only one guy pushing back against that?
Well, that's what you said. What if it was Meadows and Stephen Miller sitting in the office with Trump and Milley?
Stephen Miller would have probably, yeah. That's scary. Of course. Yeah.
Talking about shooting brown people, Miller would have to excuse himself to go jerk off in the corner.
Yeah, he would definitely need a change. God, what a scary time.
It says Trump's language became increasingly violent during Oval Office meetings as protests in Seattle and Portland began to receive attention from cable news outlets. The president would highlight videos that showed law enforcement getting physical with protesters. Oh, yeah. Run that one again. And he would tell his administration he wanted to see more of that, according to the book. Quote,
oh, shit.
That's how you're supposed to handle these people, Trump told top law enforcement military officials. Quote, crack their skulls.
Damn.
He also told his team he wanted the military to go in and, quote, beat the fuck out of them.
Jesus.
At another time, on multiple occasions, it says, inside the Oval Office, he said, just shoot them.
Oh, my God.
Just shoot him.
That's totally wow, man.
When Milley and even Bill Barr would push back on that.
Yeah, yeah.
Trump toned it down, but only slightly. Well, shoot him in the leg or maybe the foot.
Oh, my God.
But be hard on them.
Ooh, jeez. I mean, you know, that's what he used to say in his rallies. You remember that? They would have protesters who would show up when he was running for president.
Oh, yeah. And he was wistful about the days that you could beat the shit out of him.
Once he wanted someone to take their coat when it was cold. I mean, that is.
Right. Don't take his coat. Don't give him his coat.
What the fuck? Shit. America should have looked at that guy and said, holy shit, that could be our Stalin.
New details in the book show how Milley and a handful of other senior officials were forced to confront Trump's increasingly volatile behavior.
Oh, shit.
During the months of his presidency, the final months of his presidency, only to add an already detailed portrait of dysfunction in the White House at the time.
Damn. Detailed portrait of, what was it?
Dysfunction.
Dysfunction.
It also underscores the level of tension between Trump and top Pentagon officials.
Right. I don't know what it's like to work in the Pentagon, but it must be like in the White House, you know, Trump can just waddle around and say whatever the fuck he wants, you know. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but in
yeah.
the Pentagon, they are doing things there that, like, need to be done, I imagine, right?
I mean, they can't fuck around. A couple of the offices are doing something that's necessary, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I get why anybody that's actually having to do anything that would have dealt with this White House would have had anything positive to say about it.
During one Oval Office meeting, senior Trump advisor Stephen Miller chimed in, equating the scenes unfolding on his television to those in a third world country.
Right.
And claiming every major American city has been turned into a war zone.
Right. Right.
These cities are burning, he said, according to the excerpts.
Oh, jeez.
The comments infuriated Milley, who viewed Miller as not only wrong, but out of his lane.
Well, our cops behave like they're in a third world country. They certainly do. That's what it looked like to me on fucking television.
Upon that, Milley spun around in his seat, pointed his finger directly at Miller. Shut the fuck up, Steven.
Bam! Oh!
Milley snapped, according to the excerpts.
Read that again. Is there audio of that?
No.
Read it again!
The cities are burning. Shut the fuck up, Steven.
Oh, yeah. That's good. Shut the fuck up, Steven. I agree. Shut the fuck up, Steven. You motherfucker. Wow. these guys are trying to do things. They got these assholes just saying, let's mow them down. Let's fuck them up. Shut the fuck up. We're trying to work or do whatever we're doing.
Cities are burning. Every city, look at it, is burning. Look at all the brown people burning cities.
I mean, it couldn't have been great for the Pentagon when Trump is like, oh, I'm going to blow up Rocket Man today or some shit like that. That couldn't have been fun.
Oh, yeah, that must have been great.
I mean, you know.
Tweeted, little Rocket Man.
I imagine
when that
tweet goes out, people probably have to go to work. I mean, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
That causes somebody's day to get fucked up because you had to fucking tweet that.
Wasn't there something where they were like, are we supposed to be getting the nukes warmed up, or
I believe one of the joint
like
chiefs
that, wasn't it?
Asked somebody, hey, are we, what are we doing?
Yeah, are we supposed to be?
Making the military follow fucking Twitter. That Mattis was, that's what I remember. Mattis wasn't on Twitter, and so people had to tell him, would write down the tweets that he said, which is crazy to me. And hand it to him. You know, it's like, this is what he just tweeted. So it sounds like we're talking about a child that was president.
You okay? A racist, racist crook of a child.
Rapey
yeah.
child. Rapist child, even.
We didn't get yesterday to the Ivanka news.
Ivanka.
That shocks utterly nobody.
She's going to be on Dancing with the Stars, correct?
That she was apparently lying her face off in a deposition or something one time. It was something, it's about, you know, the investigation into the inauguration money that went poof.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
right.
Where did the
right.
couple hundred million dollars go? Well, she, certainly not to Three Doors
well,
Down.
She lied about Three Doors Down. Right?
I don't know what Jackie Ivanko's quote yeah. is. Maybe she's got a pretty expensive rider.
How did she did right? Did we ever figure out who got Three Doors Down? Like who brought
well, this committee? I mean, they no. you know they were limited.
Somebody must have knew them or something.
What could they
I mean, I hate that we don't know shit about that. It's just because nobody cares. I mean, there's so much to look into, but this interests me. So somebody look into it, right? Some.
Well, they are. They're investigating the hell out of it. Not why did they end up with
Bob Woodward needs
three
to write
doors down,
how
but...
Three Doors Down got booked for the fucking inaugural ball.
So apparently when they when she testified, they asked her what her involvement was, and she was like, I'm hardly involved at all.
Yeah.
I'm hardly involved at all. I mean, if daddy calls me with a question or somebody calls me with a question, of course I'll give my opinion. and then, they, of course, they found emails.
Yeah.
Literally of her being involved.
Right, right.
And organizing well, some specific event.
But, yeah, emails, huh?
But they yeah, right. One email chain shows that Ivanka was directly involved in the planning of at least one proposed event for the inauguration.
Which was?
I don't know. It doesn't say. But they got emails where Ivanka right. was like, oh, great, I'm looping in my assistant Susie, who can coordinate a time for us all to connect. And then they all connected, and then
yay, I'm looping sent, in my assistant
she
Susie.
She thanked them in another email for our meeting yesterday, and here's a high level summary of our inauguration plans for your review.
Well, that wait, now that sounds very involved to me, and I just say I am assuming Susie. I don't know you, and I mean this. You must drink a lot. Don't you think?
Who?
Susie.
Oh, the poor
assistant being looped. Yeah. I'm looping in Susie.
and this was a detailed report. I'm sure that Ivanka worked long and hard
oh,
on that
shit.
Report.
Yes. Did she read it over?
On the assorted events and themes being created for Trump's inauguration, the overarching strategic objective, Ivanka wrote, is we want to reinforce the theme, white people make America, with the people making America great.
What?
We want to reinforce the theme of with the people making America great.
That's not even a fucking sentence, is it? I mean, is it? It is. Oh, what does that fucking
it's
mean?
Lame. She with laid out key messages, including, this is brilliant.
Our greatest strength is our people.
Our people?
Our people.
Okay.
Americans deserve to be heard, and their government needs to listen.
Geez, so what did she do that was illegal exactly? She did she skim off the inaugural fund?
Oh, well, undoubtedly. That's what they're looking into, is where did all the money go?
I don't know. I mean,
and Trump's, turned it probably into a personal slush fund.
Right. I mean, they did.
But now we know she lied. I was hardly involved at all.
Well, I mean, it must have been. What about all the litter pickup after the huge crowd was there? That huge crowd. There must have been so much money spent picking up all the trash from that huge crowd that was there.
Oh, I thought you meant she was participating. Like she's out there with one of those litter picks, stabbing.
No, I imagine Ivanka when she's just walking around the house,
stabbing the Chick-fil-A wrappers
Just imagine her just dropping trash wherever she is. She just drops trash. She just, whatever, and somebody, Susie walks behind her, just scotch guarding.
You shouldn't say that about Jared.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go, that was, I had that one yesterday, didn't get to it.
But if you were Donald and you were like, I gotta pick out one of my kids to fix the Middle East.
At gunpoint?
No,
do we have to pick one of the kids?
Oh, yeah, gunpoint, sure. It's the South.
Ooh, Barron.
Come on. Barron doesn't count. He's not an adult, so he can't take the job. He can't even drive, right? He can't fix the Middle East. What about Tiffany? I might have sent Tiffany instead because she just got out of law school. What the fuck does Jared even know? I mean, at least she went to law school. That's good. Maybe Ivanka's. Is Ivanka a lawyer?
No.
Right. Yeah, so I guess you give it to Tiffany to fix the Middle East.
Okay, well.
I mean, those are my choices, correct? It's fucking kids. So.
What else have we?
Yay. By the way, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Not the river. Whatever you buy, we get a big fucking chunk of. Thank you. Anything else you want to rebrand, you fuck? Anything else? Like, what else could you want to rebrand? It's nice. I mean,
I would think you wouldn't be a big fan of the Amazon.
No, I don't want it. I mean, no, you're right. Well, that's a good point. I'd rather go to the Amazon store. Oh, no, man. Well, I mean, I did see that movie with what's his face about the giant snake.
Oh my God! With John Voight,
that's the shittiest fucking. There's a bunch of Jennifer Lopez is in that. She's great. And then I forget who the big star is. I mean, it's not John fucking Voight. Sorry, maybe it's Jeff Goldblum. It's Jeff Goldblum.
John Voight didn't headline that movie.
No, he did not.
Oh wow!
Ice Cube's in it. John Voight is in it.
No. Anaconda.
Yeah. And
big CG snake.
Maybe it's is it the guy running for the governorship of Texas? It's not Matthew
McConaughey was in Anaconda.
I really can't remember that. See, that's like, again rebranded. Oh no, that's not the
first one. J-Lo was in Anaconda.
Ice Cube, John Boy, Eric Stoltz. That's it. Eric Stoltz.
No, Eric Stoltz is not the big name. J-Lo and John Voight and right. Ice Cube. Who are the headliners? Oh, boy.
If you know, what do you think?
Filmmaker Terry Flores, Jennifer Lopez, is traveling deep in the Amazon jungle looking for a forgotten tribe. Terry and her crew, which includes an anthropologist, Eric Stoltz, and a cameraman, Ice Cube, come across Paul, John Voight, right. Who is stranded in the riverbank. Oh, there's got to be something sneaky.
I think Eric Stoltz is the love interest of J-Lo in this, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think that's how it went down.
He offers to help them find the tribe, but his secretive behavior puts everyone on edge.
Sure.
They realize too late that he's using them to find legendary anaconda that is worth a fortune if they can catch it.
I got to tell you, if I'm on this journey and then all of a sudden I find out, I was like, what are you doing? You're looking for the biggest snake on the planet right now. Take me home,
but
asshole.
It's worth a lot of money.
Get me out of here. I won't tell anybody. Just get me the fuck out of here, though. Get me out of here. I don't give a fuck about the biggest snake. Who cares? Fuck that snake.
John Voight's out looking for the giant snake. Speaking of reptiles, reptile people, Rick Wiles back from COVID.
Right.
That was, of course, a direct assault by Satan and lefties upon him.
Yeah.
Was one of the loonies we talked about yesterday, how Right Wing Watch, their YouTube was taken down.
Yay.
For several hours, half a day, maybe.
Right. And it's these dickbags. YouTube
came back
flags,
and was like, oh,
right?
Sorry. We didn't mean to. It was inadvertent. We didn't mean to take your.
Do you have anybody paying attention over there, YouTube? Or are you just doing shit automatically?
So they're back.
Good.
But in the meantime, Rick probably threw his first post-COVID load.
That's horrible.
Over the fact that Right Wing Watch had been removed from YouTube, their nemesis, and the site from which I'm playing this clip right now of Rick Wiles,
motherfucker,
complaining about them.
Put or, that big COVID load back in your dick.
suspect that there will be layoffs very soon inside. I suspect that there will be layoffs very soon inside the organization because there's no platform for them to spew their lies and propaganda. So their writers, their editors, all the people that they had working to smear us and other ministries, what are they going to do? I suspect they're going to lose their jobs this week.
Excuse me.
You know, if they get...
They're back.
Yes.
He doesn't know
that. No, that was last night. this was right before... This is before they were reinstated.
That's so funny. This is awesome.
But listen to how gleeful he is about all these people. First of all, he thinks that they have, like, entire wings of staff dedicated to his show.
They don't need to, motherfucker.
All these people are going to lose. It's probably a group of hardworking, vastly underpaid, but I would say, I'll bet it's under 10 people that work for Right Wing Watch.
Yeah, Rick, because it doesn't take a whole lot of work to make you look stupid. They're just playing exactly. They're just playing what you say. That's exactly all they're doing.
What are they going to do? I suspect they're going to lose their jobs this week. You know, if they get saved and come to know Jesus Christ and fill the Holy Spirit, we're hiring. But they got to be saved. They have to love Jesus Christ. They have to want to see the gospel.
Wait a second. Rick Wiles is hiring?
Shut up. No, he's not.
He said we're hiring.
Bullshit. Oh, God. What kind of economy do we have that Rick Wiles is a job creator? Are you kidding me?
Oh, apparently there's a new website that he's slogging.
Oh, okay.
It says True News, NewsCoup, C-O-U-P, .com, the right alternative to Drudge.
Oh, Drudge ain't good enough.
So it's just a fucking aggregator site.
Right.
But so Drudge is too fucking liberal and rhino.
So he needs a guy that can copy and paste links into just a WordPress entry.
Should I start reading stories from NewsCoup instead of Drudge?
I think NewsCoup will have something on, like, you know, I don't know, Martian gay fetuses or raping children.
Oh, my God. It's like identical to Drudge.
Oh, yeah.
It's identical to Drudge.
Wow, that's a good idea because Drudge was great. You know, Drudge is...
Even to the font that they use on the headline, NewsCoup, the right alternative to Drudge. Their headline, Biden caught spying on Tucker with NSA.
Yeah, that's theirs.
Yeah.
What is the real Drudge headline right now, I wonder?
That was the...
I forgot.
Same one. Actually, really? Yeah.
Okay. So, wait.
So it's not that... How alternative is it?
Are you allowed to do that? I mean, can I just say, oh, I'm going to call this something else and just exactly copy what Drudge does?
I guess.
That's a good idea.
It's a three-column design of nothing but fucking links.
Can you copy their content?
And then they rewrite the headline.
Okay.
And so provide a link.
So you can't copy that. You can't copy the headline being rewritten. Legally, right?
New Trump 2020 election book claims a drunk Giuliani was telling president that Pence would overturn the election results on January 5th. Well, hold on. I'm going to be bookmarking NewsCoup here. Okay.
You know, that's the thing about Giuliani. He, you know, he turned into a massive drunk, you know?
Allegedly.
No, he did in his book. And they talk about it. Like, he got real fat and real fucking drunk. And he claimed that he didn't know it was his cousin.
Rudy Giuliani was, quote, heavily drinking and fueling Donald Trump's false belief that Mike Pence could overturn the election results the day before the January 6th Capitol riot.
These old fuckers are crazy as shit.
Oh, this is the new Michael Wolff book. Can you believe that after that last Michael Wolff book,
another one.
Trump sat down and interviewed, agreed to when have an interview out? With the guy again.
When is this out?
It's coming out Monday.
God,
this
damn
one
it.
I will be getting because that last Michael Wolff book was great.
I'm gonna listen to it again. That way I'll be ready for the new one.
The
the one person Trump did have at his side, Rudy Giuliani, was drinking heavily in a constant state of excitation, often almost incoherent in his agitation and mania, author Michael Wolff writes in an excerpt from the book.
What does that sound like?
That would be published, huh?
I wonder what that sounds like. I mean, listen to what these
Rudy?
Yeah, say what it...
Wolf explained that Giuliani was one of the only ones within Trump's inner circle who was still standing by his side when the then president started waging his 2020 election fraud claims. Quote from the book, almost everyone who remained around the president understood that he, along with Giuliani, did in fact actually believe that there was yet a decent chance of upsetting the electoral count and having Trump declared the Electoral College winner. Wow. Or, failing that, prolonging the election and returning the fight to the disputed states.
Damn!
The president's aides and family understood, too, that he was the only one, along with Giuliani, which made the situation more alarming, in any professional political sphere to believe this. So everyone else around him except Rudy knew that there's no way you're going to remain president.
Wait, I get it mixed up. Mattis was Secretary of State, right?
Mattis was Defense Secretary. Mad Dog.
Who was the Secretary of State, the first one, then?
Tillerson.
Right. No, okay. Whatever. The Chief of Staff. That was Reince.
Reince Priebus.
I'm getting somebody. Anyway, there was one of these guys, one of the old guys that stayed next to Trump during the White House the whole time. Because of crazy shit like this, and then they all left. Well, they were fired, I guess.
Wolf also details that Giuliani pumped up claims that Pence, as vice president, could somehow stop Congress from certifying the Electoral College results for Biden.
Oh, shit. Giuliani shit-faced! He wrote,
Giuliani, as though on a loop, was repeating, there's no question, none at all, the VP can do this, it's a fact. The Constitution gives him the authority not to certify. It goes back to the state legislatures.
Wait. He's drunk, though. He's really drunk and fucked up.
But amped up.
This is terrifying. What?
Landslide. The final days of the Trump presidency. I'm sorry. July 27th, it will be out.
Fuck!
Excerpts were published Monday. In Monday's New York Magazine.
You know, if you got the excerpts, you got the whole fucking book, don't you?
No.
No, I mean, it's already written.
The book? Oh, yeah.
Why don't we fucking just put it out?
Wolf delivers a blow-by-blow account of the hours and days following the attack. It also details that in the hours after hundreds of demonstrators attacked the U.S. Capitol, Trump turned on his supporters. Quote, this looks terrible. This looks really bad. He told an aide by telephone. After watching coverage of his fans ransacking the Capitol, and his small team tried to work out a survival strategy. These aren't our people. These idiots with these outfits.
You're right.
They look like Democrats.
Wait a second. Is he talking about the...
I think he meant the shaman.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy with the raccoon hat or whatever he was wearing.
No, dickhead. These are your fucking people, motherfucker. These are exactly your people. They're all over the fucking place. And they're very scary.
The smell of marijuana hung over clumps of protesters, many of whom had dressed for the occasion, some in camouflage gear, some in jackets made from flags. One is Abraham Lincoln.
Are these stoners?
Oh, there's video of guys who blazed in Congress. There's one guy who's like, this is all I want to do. He's like an old guy, and he lights up a doobie in the rotunda, and then just a sec smiles, and then walks out. There are a lot of pot smokers.
It just seems like not that vibe, you know. It just didn't seem like a stoner vibe to me.
Meanwhile, on January 6th, Ivanka was floating around the West Wing, chatting to a variety of people. Her children had gotten into a private school in Florida, and she was very pleased about this and was bragging. Excited topic of conversation.
Who gives a flying fucking shit, you fucking oligarch? Fuck yourself. Who cares?
Michael Wolff
writes,
she was pulled away from her discussion about schools to join the increasingly tense debate about how to respond to the news.
No one cares. Ben in the White House. It seems like no one cares.
As MAGA supporters stormed the Capitol, Ivanka allegedly downplayed it. Quote, no one in the White House was seeing this as a full-on assault on the Capitol and the nail in the coffin of the Trump administration that the world would shortly understand it to be.
Yeah.
They were, for perhaps another 90 minutes or so, still treating this as an optics issue, as Ivanka was putting it.
Wait.
This is an optics issue.
But they were trying to kill Congress. I mean, the people.
Hang Mike Pence.
Right. Ivanka, they're chanting. I mean, does Ivanka know Mike Pence? I mean, do they have a relationship?
Sure they
does she met. Give a flying shit about the guy?
No. I mean,
you worked with him for whatever. You worked with the guy for 4 years, and then you're going to, well.
Did you forget her last name?
Trump. Well. I'm just saying, did anyone in that room give, no one gave a shit about Mike Pence. I mean, I don't mean to be sad for that guy. No one gave a fuck. No one gave a fuck about Mike.
No.
Nobody. No. And why did the Secret Service stand down? Why did they stand down? Because if something like that would have happened in any other presidency, I think the guy gets in Air Force One and gets the fuck out. There's something done, but they didn't do anything.
It wasn't until later, until in the 3 o'clock hour, that Trump seemed to begin the transition from seeing the mob as people protesting the election, defending him so he would defend them, to seeing them not as our people. Therefore, he bore no responsibility for them.
Perfect. Good.
As the extent of the violence became clear, advisors urged Trump to post a Twitter statement encouraging people to go home.
I mean, how about this? They're storming the Capitol. That's our government. Encouraging them to go home. Where's the fucking National Guard? Get the fuck out of there. What the fuck?
We need you to tweet something.
The Capitol is being overtaken by lunatics. Please go to Twitter. It's crazy. That's so fucked up. That's like saying, "Hey, world,
this isn't who we are." They were throwing tweets at him.
Yeah,
to use bad apples like Antifa or other crazed leftists infiltrated today's peaceful protest.
Well, that who was? Where's the evidence?
Violence
of that?
Is never acceptable. MAGA supporters embrace our police and the rule of law and should leave the Capitol now. Another one said, "The fake news media who encouraged this summer's violence." Violent and radical riots are now trying to blame peaceful and innocent MAGA supporters for violent actions. This isn't who we are. Our people should head home. Let the criminals suffer the consequences. But in the end, Trump ignored all of these suggestions and just continued to fume about the election being stolen from him.
But what about all those people trying to kill Mike Pence and the legislators in there? I mean, I don't know.
He started calling his friends. Seeking assurances that the coverage of the protest was overblown.
Right.
Is that that big a deal, right?
Well, who the fuck would tell you that? I mean, how about the video of the person being shot? I mean, they shot someone.
How bad is this? Trump asked, diverging from his usual tactic of seeking assurances that everything was perfect. Mr. President, today is literally going to change everything, said Jason Miller, according to the account. At that point, Trump turned on his supporters who were all over TV attacking the Capitol, calling them idiots with these outfits.
And what about, didn't they have Trump flags?
The First Lady then joined in the call on the speakerphone.
The media are trying to go and say this is who we are. We don't support this.
Okay, thank you.
She said, thanks. Thanks, Melania.
Wow, way to go.
Miller said, that's what we have to make clear. I'm preparing a draft statement. They continue to haggle over whether to talk about orderly or peaceful transition.
Orderly or peaceful? None of that
They're
is
arguing
happening.
Over, yeah, yeah.
There's no orderly. There's no peaceful going on out there.
At one point, Trump said, the media thinks I'm not going to leave. Do they really think that? That's crazy.
Leave where? The White House?
Yeah.
Are you shitting me? You lost. And now you're throwing a fit. And you don't give a fuck that Mike Pence, man. Mike, fuck it. You think, what if you didn't leave? Would Mike Pence still be vice president?
Well, no. He said the media think I'm not going to leave.
Oh, okay. I thought he said he wasn't
going
to leave.
No. Okay. The media think I'm not going to leave. That's crazy.
It's not crazy, though, because he has said that before.
Right. Well, yeah. And allowed that question to hang out there when he was directly asked about it.
Right. And that was kind of the reason why some of these people decided to beat some cops to death in the Capitol and or maybe smoke a doobie. So, next to-
looking forward to the Michael Wolff book and hearing more about Drunken Rudy.
Oh, right.
Drunken Farting Rudy.
Mad out, man, when she said Rudy's been farting. She's talking to somebody. She's like, his hair dye melted. He's incoherent. He's farting.
Sums it up very well. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. And in, this is a prime example in real time.
Yes.
So we didn't fight back against Right Wing Watch. I did what the Lord said to do. Bless them. Mm. Yeah, I mean, I never prayed, God, burn their building down. I just, you know, Lord, bless them. Bless my enemies. I didn't.
You liar.
It's hilarious.
Liar. And now you're dancing on what you think is their grave, you piece of shit.
Is this the Right Wing Nut Job Rat Pack that we're listening to? Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is Rick Wiles and Doc.
Oh, Doc.
And Third Banana.
Really good work today, Doc.
His name I don't know.
Yeah, who are you?
Never prayed, God, burn their building down. I just, you know, Lord, bless them. Bless my enemies. I didn't fight. I didn't hire lawyers. I didn't sue. I turned it over to the Lord and said, you deal with my enemies in the way you see fit. He shut down Right Wing Watch today.
The Lord did not shut down Right Wing Watch.
That is so funny. But I wish he did. I wish he had shut it down just to fuck with you, only to turn it back on the next morning. You
maybe
asshole.
He did.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
Rick is right. Maybe the this Lord is. Did shut down Right Wing Watch to bait you motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah. Now you're fucking with my atheism, asshole.
Give us content.
Yeah.
Gotcha. He shut down Right Wing Watch today. Let me make this very clear today. Jesus Christ shut down Right Wing Watch.
Amen. That's not true. Amen. Not YouTube. Oh, amen.
Not YouTube. Jesus Christ shut down Right Wing Watch today.
Right.
Yeah, one more time.
This is an example of God working through unsaved people at YouTube to carry out his vengeance against those who attack and smear his servants. And so I didn't have to lift a finger against Right Wing Watch. I think they'll disappear in the coming weeks and months. There's no purpose for them now.
It's just not true. They could be on Vimeo. They could.
Right. But they're
they have their website.
Just the way it was. They're back.
Yes.
Just like they were.
Right. And this video is on YouTube.
Right.
That I just played.
Right, and how long ago did he make that dumb fucking statement? Like,
I don't know. 24 hours ago.
Oh, it's so funny. God, was he sad? Oh, has he made a statement since?
No, I don't have anything yet.
Oh,
but
my God,
great.
Rick.
I'm sure Right Wing Watch will keep an eye.
Is he going to notice?
What?
That Right Wing Watch is
of
back.
Course. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's funny.
Continuing the right wing parade of lunacy.
Fuck you, man.
Ringing in on with totally 100% scientific, thoroughly educated engineering background.
Yeah.
Brilliance.
Shit, yes.
On the horrible collapse of the building here in Florida. Right. Deanna Lorraine.
Oh, my God.
There's a lot of evidence that you know, shows, that points to, that this wasn't a just spontaneous event. And if John McAfee, let's just talk about him now, if this is true.
Oh, God. Drink.
Does she?
So she's now Gatling gunning her ridiculous conspiracy theory. Somehow is she going to tie John McAfee, who of course didn't kill himself, according to them, to this bullshit.
Right.
A lot of evidence that you know, shows that points to that this wasn't a just spontaneous event. And if John McAfee...
It was cracking and rusting for years.
Yeah, but the thing was... Oh, wait. Hold on a second. She's saying...
The building.
Yeah, I thought she was talking about John McAfee.
No, that's coming up. But the building, she's saying, was not a spontaneous event.
Right. No. Didn't we learn that it was in bad shape?
No, this was probably some secret Jewish space missile or something. Oh, yeah. Or Al-Qaeda. Some Al-Qaeda anal missile that shot out.
Yes. I think it's a
pedophile code.
It's a pedophile code.
There's a lot of evidence that you know, shows that points to that this wasn't a just spontaneous event. And if John McAfee, let's just talk about him now, if this is true. First of all, someone important was in that building that they didn't want there. We know how the deep state operates. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's true because it's proven true over and over again. They're dirty. They're satanic. And they're disgusting, and they will do everything to wield power, everything that they can to get whoever that they need silenced or to get information silenced. So some information, some bombshell or some person was in that building or group of people that they don't want around anymore. I believe that this is a deep state operation. There's a lot of
Deep state operation.
Deep state operation. I mean, you know, I think you found it out, Deanna. I think everybody knows what happened.
The collapse was a deep state. And I still don't understand the McAfee tie-in. Like, I guess it's just that the deep state is getting rid of people it doesn't like.
But didn't McAfee, didn't he hang himself right after he found out he was being extradited to America?
That's what they told you, Ryan.
I mean, he didn't want to be extradited to America,
That's
right?
what they told you.
Right. But why did they kill him?
Because he knew something about Obama
and
the pedophiles.
Oh, yeah. Well, that would do it, wouldn't it? Hey, that makes a lot of sense, you know? Sure.
I'm still looking at newscoup.com. Feds arrest another MAGA grandma for walking through the Capitol on January 6th.
Well.
Oh, no.
Boo.
Lois Lynn McNichol was swatted at her California house. Poor Lois was arrested.
Y'all got my mouth.
Just a MAGA grandma strolling peacefully through the Capitol as others were taking shits and smearing feces.
Oh, absolutely. And I remember these Black Lives Matter protests where the cops were just like spraying people in the face with fucking mace. Like going after people.
Yeah, yeah.
Not really defending themselves, just spraying people straight up. So
Rick Wiles is convinced that Jesus.
Yay.
Shut down Right Wing Watch and Deanne Lorraine.
I think so too.
Thinks the collapse of the building
is Jesus.
Was a deep state.
Oh, it wasn't. I'm
taking
surprised.
Somebody out. Somebody in that building they wanted to get rid of.
She's not saying there's too much sodomy going on. That's what did it. That seems like something she might say.
Steve Bannon podcast.
Oh.
The War Room.
Yeah.
Which is now on RVN.
Oh.
Real America's Voice Network.
Oh, right. I was aware. I saw that in Variety.
Which is where we also, I believe, see Stu Peters and Deanne Lorraine on RVN. There are times I really thought that Bannon, when he has Mike Lindell on.
Ooh, yeah.
He's talking to him like he's talking to an idiot.
Well, he is. He is.
But I guess Bannon's a believer. I mean, here we go.
Oh, God.
This case speaks to something that's much larger than Mike Lindell and MyPillow. What this is trying to show is trying to shut up the business community and a businessman to say, hey, If you raise your voice, if you try to have any opinion at all, we're going to come and sue you. And most business people are going to sit there and calculate, hey, you know what? The legal is going to cost me this. I'm going to lose customers. I'm going to do it. I got to focus on the business. They're just going to shut up. This is to get people to shut up and just go along. This is how, hey, look back in the 1930s. Don't take it from Steve Bannon. Read the history
God. But wait, Steve, aren't you pro-Nazis?
Well, yeah.
I mean, you are like, one. So.
Well, he's unzipping his fly right now.
Oh, he's jacked.
He's talking about going back to the 30s.
I'm going to get out my Luftwaffe.
He's got to go through 8 layers of shirts to get to.
It must take a long fucking time.
1930s. Don't take it from Steve Bannon. Read the history of the 1920s and 1930s. I'm going to pick a random case in Nazi Germany. Just look at the business community. Look what happened. You can't look, if you continue to look the other way and shut up, then the oppressors, the authoritarians get total control and total power. Okay? Just read the history of this. That's what this case is about. This case is they wanted Mike Lindell to shut up and they went to the heart of where he got his resources, Mike Pilla. Is that not right? Yep. This is really, they want every businessman to shut up and they're telling you, if you raise your voice, if you have an opinion, I'm going to go after your business.
Wow. Jeez. I mean, I you know, this sounds like, is this something a guy says that wants the world to turn into an authoritarian fuck pit?
Yeah, it's projection.
Yeah. God, he's so like, God, I'm so glad the blotch Nazi has his podcast so he can rile up the lunatic Proud Boys. Who listens to this? I mean, we listen to a clip of it, and it's like, yeah, it's interesting because it's Steve Bannon, but like, who's listening to his whole fucking podcast?
I'm sure there's people that listen to it.
His drop.
Although, you know, he isn't he kind of on the outs with the hardcore maggots? Yeah. I thought he was kind of on the outs with Trump.
Oh, really? He's not Nazi enough for them or something? Come on, guys. If Steve Bannon is not Nazi enough for you, then, you know, I don't know. These fucking lunatic fascists, they don't have any patience.
Well, now I got to click on this one.
Yeah.
Something else Tucker said.
Oh, good.
Oh, my God. Is mm-hmm. this true? Tucker Carlson says labeling white supremacists a threat is a racial attack on all white people.
Yes!
Joe Biden told us recently that the single gravest terror threat we face is not Islamic terrorism, ISIS, or Al-Qaeda, as the government has told us for 20 years now since 2001. It's not the brutal mobs of race extremists who burned and looted our cities last time, or BLM and Antifa, as, if you've been paying attention, you would assume it would be. Of course, they're the ones who burned the cities. No, it's none of that. The main threat we face as a nation, Biden tells us, is white supremacy, white American terrorists, and our law enforcement and intelligence agencies have concluded that.
Yeah, man.
Oh, my God. The president said it's an established fact, and then he stopped. Strangely, that's all that Biden told us. He never said who those white supremacists were, didn't explain what they believe or what they plan to do to America.
Well, do we have to explain white supremacy? In this country, don't we understand it? Well, I guess some people don't.
He announced no arrests of any of them. He didn't name a single person or organization. So who is the white Osama bin Laden? Well, Trump.
Yeah.
I got an answer for that.
And also, there have been people arrested. There were Oath Keepers arrested. There's been lots of people arrested for insurrection.
In recent years, there have been so few crimes committed by avowed white supremacists that the FBI strongly considered dismantling the office within the domestic terrorist division that investigates white supremacist groups. They wanted to do that during Trump's administration.
Right, because they are the white supremacists.
Right, and it hasn't been going down. It's been going up. Hence,
right.
The FBI and the DHS.
Yes.
All these stupid acronyms. Saying that's the number one threat.
Right. White supremacists.
Yes. But he says in recent years there have been so few crimes committed.
But he's a white supremacist.
Oh, Tucker. Well, yeah. Yeah. Right, all right.
So, you know.
For decades, by contrast, the greatest domestic terror threat that has come is from radical environmental groups. They commit the most crimes. Look it up.
Oh, my. Look it up. You look it up, fucknut. Oh my God. What? Is who? What? I don't know. What is wrong with him? Look it up.
He's a piece of shit, white nationalist fucking scumbag. Asshole.
You look it up, motherfucker. You're the fucking news. You look it up.
Little Tucker.
White supremacy?
Look it up.
Thanks for explaining white supremacy. Thank you.
Thanks, Tucker.
Right. I appreciate it. Jeez.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Yay.
2 to 4 p.m. every weekday.
Right.
Live Pacific time.
Yes.
Here is, this is, you know, Trump was going to be having a rally.
Oh.
Another one. In Alabama.
Right. Oh, God. In northern Alabama?
Former President Trump's upcoming rally in Alabama has been canceled.
Damn.
Over concerns of it turning into an overly partisan political event. Golly gee, do you fucking think so?
They're worried there's going to be crime and riots.
Well, no,
and
they're
shit.
Hoping that no, from Trump.
Yeah.
They're hoping that the event's supposed to be, it's at the USS Alabama Battleship Memorial Park.
Oh my God, it's right down the fucking street.
And that's in Mobile, right?
Absolutely.
Mobile.
Yeah, come here, boy. pile. Mobile. You ain't.
And so I guess they were going to have it there, but now it was supposed to be like a patriotic event, but they're worried that it's just going to be Trump.
It's going to be a bunch of Nazi
screaming
shit.
About the stolen election,
yeah.
and Sleepy Joe and all this shit.
Yeah.
And the rhinos. And they don't right. want that.
Wow. Why not?
And now Trump can't force him to do it.
Oh, shit. Right. Because he's not president.
After the request was made, there was a contact with the Republican Party. They contacted us. It became apparent it was going to be a partisan political event rather than just a patriotic event planned for the evening. Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall sent a letter saying the park is available for all political parties and candidates on an equal basis. They decided to have a rule starting back in 2012. You know who fucked it up for everybody? Rick Santorum.
Damn.
The frothy mixture guy.
Oh, yeah.
Rick Santorum was the straw that broke the camel's back when he used the park and turned it into a crazy partisan political event. Not just a We Love America.
He used to be the craziest guy.
It said that's when the Rick Santorum was the straw that broke the camel's back. That's when the commission went to no partisan politics open to the public.
Wow. Understandable. What? No. Who's the rapey Alabama politician guy? Roy Moore. No Roy Moore, Moore appearances.
Narrow it down. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Roy Moore might not be allowed there anyway.
Depends. Yeah.
He's a little rapey.
He's busy watching the Olympics right now.
What's the name of his horse? Sugar?
Love those gymnastics.
Oh, yeah.
Sassy.
Sassy. Come here, Sassy.
And, of course, you know, they're squealing that, you know, it's, oh, they're censoring poor President Trump. They're not going to let him have his hate rally.
Right. Well, it is a hate rally. And if it's your event, if you own the place or whatever, maybe you don't want that. Maybe you don't want a big Nazi party. It's understandable. It really is. I mean, what would they do? Get on that boat and wreck the whole thing? I mean, you saw what they did in the Capitol. I mean, that's what would worry me. If I would like, listen, however you feel about his shit, I mean, do you want to deal with a riot today, motherfuckers? Because that's what he does at the end of these sometimes.
Well, yeah, and there was a story a couple days ago, I think it was over to the Politico, about how... you know, these crazy conspiracy theories that are now also being spewed by Trump because of the... Oh, is our internet out? Our internet went out.
Fucking shit, cock.
That because of the... but we continue to record on.
Yeah.
But because of what's been going on, the Department of Homeland Security is now, quote, concerned.
Yeah.
About violence happening in August when this this fraudit is over with.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they release their results, which are either going to say we didn't find anything, or they're going, knowing the guy that's running it. Did you see they found that he was like in a documentary talking about how the election was stolen from Trump and all the fraud and all the dead people voting.
And so he's
this
now
is the guy that owns Cyber Ninjas.
Oh my God.
So I'm sure it's going to be a completely unbiased finding.
It's Cyber Ninjas, guys.
So when they come out with their ridiculous findings and it lays a big turd,
right.
Department of Homeland Security is worried about violence.
I am. I mean, why wouldn't we be? They beat people to death at those rallies. You know what I mean? That rally in Washington. Yeah. I mean, you know.
And this seems to be, you know, another one of their, it will be their last gasp or who knows.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll finally accept the results. I don't know.
Does anybody want to have anything to do with Donald Trump right now? His kids are kind of like,
well, Don Jr. slinking away, right? Nursing.
Oh yes, because he's in it to win it.
Donald, not from
yeah. Oh God,
Ivana's like, get away from me.
Oh, what about Kimberly Guilfoyle? Are they still together?
yeah. For now,
what happens when the money goes away?
Hers or his?
Is her money
she
going
may
away?
She have more money than him.
Well, I think she will.
She might have more money than him.
Well, at the end of this, for sure, right? I mean, he might end up in jail, too, you know, because.
Although it's increasingly looking that, like, they may go after the org because Weisselberg might not crack. But they have a long time to work on him. If they start hitting Weisselberg with more and more indictments and Weisselberg's kids with more and more of these indictments for all the tuition that was paid for them and all the...
What do they care about protecting this guy at this point? What does he have over them? Is it possible that anyone has feelings for him?
For Trump?
Yeah. Does anybody love him? I'm just wondering.
I don't know.
Does Weisselberg love him?
It's kind of a hard one to...
Does Melania love him? Does Melania love him?
I'm willing to put out there that it's not a large list of those that are big time in love with
Ivanka loves him. Ivanka loves her dad, right? Does Ivanka?
I don't know. Jared? Maybe in some fucked up, bizarre way.
Yeah, probably.
No, Jared doesn't give a shit. Don.
Okay. How sad.
We recently find out that he blames Jared for talking him out of being one of the guys that talked him out of not shooting all the blacks and bashing their heads in after these George Floyd protests?
Oh, Jared did that.
Yeah.
That was nice. I don't remember that.
Jared Milley.
Wow.
Isn't that what we learned?
Oh, I don't remember.
We definitely are off of the air.
Sign the infrastructure bill, you fucking assholes. Just go ahead so we can start fixing things, man, because that's what'll happen, right? The infrastructure package gets that, and then you get the money to fix all the shitty things, right? The shitty things get fixed, correct? Let's get moving.
Yeah, we would hope.
There's a sewer out there. Not only does it smell down the street, it's emitting some radioactive frequency that's melting my brain or something. Whatever the fuck that sound was. Why was that sound coming out of a sewer? But why?
Well, the water pumping station.
Okay.
I believe it was.
Okay, but that's... Why is it...
Well, I think it's our drinking water, not our poop water. That's a different place.
Is it? I mean, is it really?
Well, it is Florida.
Yeah. Well, we combined the poop water with the drinking water a while back because at some point you're like, fuck it. You know, we're not making it. Didn't they fuck up the water, though, recently in Florida? Somebody hit the wrong button. They hit F11 and all of a sudden the water was poisonous in Tampa. on some reservoir or some shit like that. The drinking water. Somebody fucked up the computer.
Right. They were trying to, yeah, poison the water.
Right. They, well, no, I thought that there was a fuck up. Like somebody hit the wrong button and then all of a sudden we almost got a bunch of cyanide in the water or whatever the fuck. Is that not what happened?
It wasn't cyanide, but it was something awful. Yeah.
I couldn't think of another awful thing.
Yeah, it was some, they were going to somehow have,
we'd put something horrible in it.
You're right.
I mean, you know.
Thanks, America.
We got lucky.
For now.
What do you mean? That stuff never happens.
Oh, no, of course.
Jeez.
fucking internet.
Right.
Do
you remember that big pile of fertilizer in Texas blew up?
Yes.
That was crazy as shit, man. I mean, that was an enormous explosion. And that was due to no oversight, too.
Okay, here we go. Okay, I have my cell phone has enough hotspot to get the stories going.
Damn,
but
thank
it
you.
Doesn't have the juice to send the show. So.
I can't remember any other details about that.
The conspiracy theory that Donald Trump will be reinstated as president in August has sparked concerns at the DHS.
Yes.
The exchange came in a members-only briefing that, okay, blah, 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 blah. In the briefing, they asked how DHS is following the spread of disinformation and conspiracy theories, as well as the way the discourse can fuel violence.
Right. It sure can, Cannon. Boy, this here discourse sure fuels a lot of fucking violence. Look at that guy getting beat to death over there. And they want to hang Mike Pence. Can you believe it?
They specifically brought up a conspiracy theory claiming Trump will be reinstated as president in August.
Oh.
A theory Trump himself has reportedly promoted.
What if they don't? What will happen? If he is not reinstalled or instated, what will happen to Trump? What is going to happen?
They're not aware of any specific credible threats of violence linked to the conspiracy theory, but they add that DHS is following discussions online among extremist communities.
Yes.
They said department officials are highly concerned about it because it fuels the false negative the election was rigged. A negative that may trigger violent responses.
Yeah, and everybody's on Parler and 4chan and Telegram sucking each other off, talking about, you know, ballot stuffing and bullshit.
I mean, Lindell is taking credit for Trump saying August.
Yeah, but why? What? In what?
Mike Lindell is saying, if Trump says August, that's probably because he heard me say it publicly.
Oh, my God. You delusional pillow maker, you fuck. Trump doesn't listen to anyone. He's never listened to one word you said, Mike. And I would even say, Mike, he doesn't like you. I don't think Trump really likes you that much. I think you're just a guy that sucks his dick real good.
Meanwhile, the Biden administration has made combating domestic terrorism a priority. The White House released a strategy document earlier this month detailing their approach to the problem. And the Department of Homeland Security has set up a dedicated team of intelligence analysts focused exclusively on the topic.
Right. Good. We're going to focus on this topic. The topic is Nazis. Of course. I mean, yeah. Okay. So we're focusing on white supremacy and extremism and shit like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're concerned about it.
Good. We're focused. We're concerned. And we're what? Are we going to get these Nazis or getting these guys? Let's get these motherfuckers.
TBD.
Right. Right.
The Republicans are probably not for that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, can't we just go get people that do bad stuff? I mean, like this? I mean, they did crimes.
Meanwhile, Canada.
Yay.
Our friends to the north.
Are we still friends with them for real? I mean, that's assuming a lot.
Well, we like them.
I mean, imagine you're friends with somebody and for 4 years they're Donald Trump.
Right.
It's like, hey, how's it going? And the first thing I say to Biden is like, hey, don't ever do that again. You tell America who the fuck voted for that guy. Don't do it again. Not cool.
Well, Canada has now added the far-right anti-government militia group, the Three Percenters, to its list of terrorist entities.
There you go. There you go.
people who have identified themselves as 3% members have been charged with conspiracy in the January 6th Capitol attack.
Oh, I bet some people are going to be tearing up their little name badges and shit, don't you think?
Canada has done the same with the Proud Boys, a far-right extremist group. And the Canadian offshoot of the Proud Boys dissolved shortly after the designation was made.
Wait, now I'm sad again, because this is Canada. This is not us doing that. Did we do this?
No. 3%ers is primarily based in the U.S., but has a known presence in Canada.
Hey, Joe, they're doing it. Why don't you do it? I mean, right? Why would Canada name these people terrorists and we not do the same?
The designation allows banks to freeze the assets of people financially supporting the group and allows police to arrest those supporters. 3%ers and other far-right extremist groups have not been designated terrorist organization by the U.S., because federal law limits that label to foreign entities.
Oh, yes. And also, too, I think there are a lot of cops into this shit, too.
Otherwise, Trump would have named BLM and Antifa.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
As terrorist entities.
Right.
If there wasn't those federal prohibitions.
I'm sure he asked to.
Oh, I'm sure he won't. Yeah. Well, he's called them that.
I can't imagine
just
that.
Didn't officially designate them.
What's the name of that book that's coming out?
I forgot already. Oh, Michael Wolff is the author, though.
That's going to be so good.
We do have
Shitstorm by Michael Wolff. I think it's Shitstorm.
In that vein.
Ooh, yes.
There was a not in the 3%ers, but
in another vein.
Kind of the same whole Trump supporter world vibe.
Right.
There was a CNN reporter that was out at the Trump hate rally in Ohio.
Yay.
On Saturday.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. It was really sad. Yeah, sad, yeah. Boring, same.
Right. Same kind of bullshit.
Same Trump bullshit, yeah.
Yay.
Except he went after Bill Barr.
Yeah.
He's pissed at Bill Barr now.
Why? Why is he so mad?
CNN reporter Donnie O'Sullivan spoke with several supporters of former President Trump right before the rally on Saturday.
Yes.
Many of whom said they fully expect Trump to be reinstated before the end of the summer.
How though? But how would it work? Come on back. We were wrong. Biden just leaves. How long does Biden get to pack his shit before he has to get the fuck out?
He didn't lose. I know he didn't lose, one woman said.
Okay.
Indicating she believes the unfounded claims made by Trump and other Republicans that widespread voter fraud led to an unfair election.
Then why are we waiting till October, if that's the case? Why don't we do it right now? If it's unfair, then
well, they're waiting for the fraudit results, which is going to overturn the election in Arizona, and then Pennsylvania is going to do the same thing.
Yay.
And then Wisconsin's going to do the same thing.
I forgot
the states that went California. Remember Mike Lindell said, you're going to find out that even California went for Trump.
Well, that's right, because he did a video about how all the, I don't know, the voting machines, they had something about Chinese web addresses or some shit, didn't he say?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
A bunch of bullshit.
Yeah. And traces of sweet and sour sauce everywhere inside the machine. How they know.
There's bamboo. Well, right. Actually, the cyber ninjas were searching for bamboo.
Yes, yes. And the chicken one is my favorite.
What was the chicken one?
That they stole ballots, they stole ballots, shredded them, fed them to chickens, then killed the chickens and burned all the chickens.
Somebody at Cyber Ninjas said that?
No, that's one of the conspiracy theories that was out there that they wanted Cyber Ninjas to look into.
So the ballots are hidden in an egg or something?
Many of the supporters at this rally were wearing bullshit, carrying signs with slogans like Trump won, Biden sucks.
Yeah, good point. I mean, that's a lot more sane than somebody saying that, I don't know, there were ballots shredded and shoved down the throat of a fucking chicken and then shat out, you know. That's pretty out there.
One group of Trump supporters indicated that the one message they hope to hear from the former president is he's coming back.
Good luck, motherfuckers!
One supporter said, he's coming back soon. You guys are going down.
Ooh, yes. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Meaning reporters. The military already knows it was a fraud. He won by over 80%. Oh, how sad.
I mean, that's, well, okay. I look forward to seeing the results from the Web Ninjas.
He's coming back before the middle of August. And the reporter said, well, what if that doesn't happen? We're going to be in a civil war because the militia will be taken over.
Oh. Oh, the militia will take over the country. Wow.
If he's not back in by August.
So what are we going to do to protect ourselves from that shit?
Well, I'm assuming law enforcement and our military.
I mean, is Biden going to get real about these guys and name them terrorist organizations?
That's a self-described member of the right-wing 3%ers military group who attended the rally told O'Sullivan, the reporter, that he was at the Capitol on January 6th when the mob breached the Capitol complex. Didn't say when, and he said he was there.
Right, right. But we can't do that. We can't call these people terrorists, right? Because then the right will say, you know, Black Lives Matter protesters are terrorists. Trump would have done
exactly
that. Yeah, so.
One woman told O'Sullivan she believed the January 6th insurrection was totally staged.
Totally staged. Wow, was it really? Then I want to meet, who did that, Michael Bay? I mean, damn, that
reporter
was
asked,
shit.
The reporter asked another self-avowed militia member if he believed more violence is imminent.
Right.
And the guy said, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I honestly believe it's coming.
Here's a prediction. Gun violence in America imminent. Wow. Jeez. Well, of course. How many gun deaths a year? 3 billion?
A lot. Too many.
Yeah.
And undercounted, undoubtedly.
Right. Well, how do you undercount a gun death? It was a bullet, right?
Because they don't want it to look like there's that many people getting killed with guns, so they don't want to take guns away.
But if you're shot, I mean, and you die, you're shot dead by a gun.
Yeah, but if you get shot and you have a stroke.
Well, that's because I
got leaked membership.
Oh, God. Jeez.
This is a big story over at The Hill.
Okay.
The headline says, leaked neo-Confederate group membership.
Oh.
Reveals VIPs, military officers, and elected officials are part of the group. What a shocker.
That's awesome. Jeez.
Neo-Confederate group, the Sons of Confederate Veterans.
God damn.
Has members who are serving military officers, elected officials, public employees, and a particular national security expert with Department of Defense secret security clearance.
Wait.
Do we know who this is?
Who the fuck? I mean, aren't you vetted? And they say, hey, you remember this right-wing nut job terrorist militia. Maybe we won't give you super secret military clearance.
These members are also associated with participants of the deadly 2017 Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville. Some members overlap with other violent neo-Confederate groups, such as the League of the South.
Yeah.
Oh, these people must have money to pay dues for all these organizations.
Is that what this is? These organizations are just soaking motherfuckers. I need you to join the League of the Daughters of the Confederate Fucknuts, and that's going to be what?
The Sons of Confederate Veterans is growing in population.
Oh, my God.
Thanks in part to their aggressive stance on preserving statues, namesakes, and memorials of Confederate soldiers in public settings.
Aren't you losing those battles, though? Are they losing,
yeah,
ultimately? Okay, so why are you giving them money? They're losers.
The group's leader in North Carolina, Kevin Stone, someone who was described as associating with and recruiting extremists, co-founded the Sons of Confederate Veterans Mechanized Cavalry.
Oh, shit.
A motorcycle gang affiliated.
Mechanized Cavalry.
With the group. What's our Mechanized Cavalry?
So these guys have some... There must be some fantasy where where it's like, okay, Trump's going to be reinstated, everybody. Activate. And they go to their motorcycles and they get their guns. And they're driving down there and there's pow, 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 pow. Is that it? Is that all there is to this?
Recently, members of that biker gang pushed out members for not having sufficient conservative values.
Jesus. Let me. Yeah.
In a data leak to, this is The Guardian, current members of the SCV, this is the Confederate veterans.
Yay.
Sons of Confederate veterans.
Right.
Is greater than 59,000.
Damn.
The list also includes 91 phone and email addresses belonging to government agencies and 74 addresses that are in various branches of the armed forces.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Current members also include information from educational institutions and non-government organizations.
Right.
Some of the high profiles named in the leak. I don't know any of these people. Delegates for Virginia House.
Yeah.
Somebody at Texas A&M, a program director.
Okay.
These are all sons of Confederate veterans. One of the dudes from the SCV said, "We're a friendly organization that doesn't advocate white supremacy."
Oh, but it sounds like you do.
I haven't encountered any extremists in our group, but there are militant members of every organization.
God damn. I bet.
Jeez. So, leaked membership roll.
Oh, perfect.
From the Sons of Confederate Veterans.
Right.
How sad.
Yeah, it really is. And, like, how do you get clearance if you're in that group? And how would someone... I mean, if you have super secret security clearance, isn't there someone that vets you? And not just a normal vetting way, not like, oh, whatever. They're going to look into what you're doing.
Well, what administration are we talking about?
I guess not the Trump administration.
Right.
I guess they don't know. Or they know.
Well, they did vet, and that you get hired if you're in the Sons of Confederate.
I am thinking about it wrong.
Veterans.
Oh, yes. Oh, bigly impressed. Hire that guy.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Right. Thanks for listening to the podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, the podcasting app, crabdiving.com.
You're not listening live because our...
Oh, that's right.
Our internet's possibly still out.
God damn. What is wrong with this state? You don't have any internet. You're always in the news for the wrong shit. Tegus.
The tegus.
Yeah.
See, now you have to explain what tegus are.
They're a dog lizard.
What?
They're a lizard the size of dogs that run around, and they're carnivorous.
Right.
And they're in northern Florida.
Are they lizards?
Absolutely.
I didn't remember.
Well, let me look.
I just remember that they were called tegus. The internet may be... Back.
God damn. Thank you.
But
thank you, Florida, for letting us have the internet for a little bit today.
So the stream may kick back in for the next few minutes. If you hung in there, thank you for listening.
Yeah, these tegus are horrible. They really are horrible. They're the size of a fucking dog. And
they're reptiles or they're...
Yeah, they're fucking reptiles.
Wow.
They're horrific. Yeah. Hold on, I'm sending you one right now. Well, I can't because there's no internet, right? I can't send you something.
The internet may be back.
But there's a tegu right here that I'm looking at is doing a side-by-side next to a lab. And the tegu's bigger.
Oh, how sad. Donald Trump has announced that challenging Senator Raphael Warnock for his Georgia seat in 2022
is Eric
will be none other than retired football player Herschel Walker.
Oh my God.
Oh, how sad. Again, how sad. Trump said, "I think he'd win. I think he would be very, very hard to, it would be very, very hard to beat
Herschel Walker, a Republican."
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
A little Trumpy.
Ugh. Guy.
Trump was asked about Walker's, former President Trump announced that retired football player Herschel Walker will challenge Raphael Warnock.
That's the guy Trump is sending in to go get Warnock is Herschel Walker. Is Herschel Walker in government or something? No. And I just don't know what he's up to. Or
Trump was asked about Walker's Senate run on the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show, a conservative talk radio show.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton. There's only one guy with a last name. Is that because he's special, or is just there's a lot of people named Buck in his industry? Anyway, I'm Buck Sexton.
Trump said he told me he's going to. I think he will. I had a dinner with him a week ago. He's a great guy. He's a patriot. He's a very loyal person. He's a very strong person. They love him in Georgia, I'll tell you.
Do they? I mean, God. Are they going to debate? Is Herschel Walker an author or anything? What does he do?
I think he'd win. I think it would be very, very hard to beat Herschel. They have the ballads. They made ballads to Herschel. They still sing them all the time. So I think beating him would be very tough. I think he's going to run.
No, he's probably not going to run because he spent his life playing football, so he can't run. And also, Herschel Walker was a guy who won the Heisman Trophy, and he went on to play for the New Jersey Generals in the USFL, and that was fucking it, right? And now he's going to be a goddamn senator, I guess. Isn't that what happened?
Well, he's also a Trumpist.
Yeah.
That's okay. The main thing.
Right. I mean, he's a former USFL star. That's something.
But he was Georgia. So that's the thing. Yeah. That's why they still sing.
Oh, yeah.
Still sing ballads. He had ballads. They still sing ballads to him.
You know, these UGA fans are pretty irritating.
But he was in the NFL, too.
No offense. If anybody's into the Bulldogs, I'm very sorry. No, I don't mean you guys. Other UGA fans.
He was in the NFL, too. So.
Was he really?
Yeah, yeah.
No, he was in the USFL.
Well, he started that way, but then he ended up in the NFL.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. Jeez. Congratulations, Herschel. What the fuck do I know? I guess Warnock was never in the NFL, so whatever.
Well, let's look. New Jersey Generals, 83 to 85. Dallas Cowboys, 86 to 89. Minnesota Vikings, 89 to 91. Philadelphia Eagles,
okay. So
92 to 94. New York Giants, 95. Dallas Cowboys, 96, 97.
So he was only in the NFL for about 10 fucking years. Well, sorry, Herschel. I don't know. That's good. That's amazing.
Does seem to have most of his records in college, though. So,
well, you know, I think even to exist in professional football is amazing. You know, I mean,
he was also on a track and field star.
Oh, okay. Well, he was a running back. He was very fast. But see, the thing is about these athletes. I mean,
he won the shot put, the 100-yard dash, and the 220-yard dash events.
Yeah.
At the GHSA Class A state team in high school.
But could he do it now is the point. Could he do it now?
Well, no.
Well, okay. He's competing. He's competing to be a senator, right? And the only thing he has that he's done, he's an amazing athlete.
And the Republicans are trying to find a black guy to run up against Warnock.
But he's not. Yeah. I'm saying that.
And he thinks just because Herschel Walker was the University of Georgia star.
That he would win.
That he's going to win. Like. The way Tommy Tuberville won.
Oh my God. I fucking in Alabama about that. I guess people love the shit out of Herschel Walker then. What do I know? Damn.
Do they? I mean,
I don't think so.
I don't know. Do they?
I don't know. Tom Brady, why don't you get off your dick and run for something, you dumb fuck? Deflate gate, you fuck.
Oh, he will.
Will he?
Tom Brady, he'll run for some Republican office somewhere. Don't you think?
Yeah, what else is he doing? What do these guys think? Are they rich? Can't you just sit back and watch Netflix? He's like, yeah, I gotta be in public office. Fuck this shit. I want to change Washington, or whatever. More like, I want to make some money.
Literally, only a couple minutes left here in the big old shoe.
Yay, Herschel Walker.
I got some cop stories, but we'll have to save those for tomorrow.
Was he a running back in...
Because there's multiple.
The NFL?
I believe he was a running back. Yeah.
Wow. Gosh, I mean, he played a long time, and I just thought, I don't know. Why didn't he stick with the NS?
Why hate on Herschel?
Well, because he's a Trumpist. But, like, why didn't he stick with the USFL? Oh, it went away?
Because the USFL went bye-bye.
Was that Trump's?
I think.
Was that Trump's?
What? Or XFL was Trump?
Oh,
or
the XFL.
Or
what
USFL
the fuck
was Trump,
that?
Maybe? No, I don't remember.
Yeah.
That might have been USFL. I don't remember. Who fucking knows?
Yeah.
It would have failed.
The fucking president sucks. Or, oh, not this, the other one. The other one sucked. Trump. What a shitty president.
So we'll do the cop stories tomorrow. Cops behaving badly.
Oh boy. What are they up to? Killing people?
Horrible. Yeah.
Beating people.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah. I'll tease this for tomorrow. They threw a third grader in handcuffs and dragged her out of school, because she drew a person hugging a rocket and they thought it was a penis.
Wow. She just drew it on a piece of paper and she got arrested because it looked like a dick or something.
Well, we might as well do this story.
Good God. Thank you, cops. Couldn't the cop be like, well, maybe it's a rocket and a
and
person
then
hugging
the icing on the fuck cake.
Yes.
Florida.
Oh, it's here. Hell yes.
A Florida teacher mistook a third grader's drawing. So that's what, 7, 8 years old?
Yes.
A third grader's drawing of a person hugging a rocket for male genitalia. Police seized the child for an involuntary psychiatric examination.
Oh my God.
Throwing her into the back of a squad car. Need we say that she is a black child?
Was she handcuffed?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Can we fire these cops?
This is that Baker Act shit.
Yeah.
Florida law allowing children to be taken to a facility for an involuntary mental health exam if they're suspected of harming themselves or others in the near future.
Right. Great.
And
some cop is going to make that determination. Some fucking Florida cop is going to make that fucking determination.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Some human school resource officer.
Right. Garbage.
Of course, those impacted, they studied, they found at least over 1,200 kids Baker acted just in Palm Beach School District alone.
God damn, are you guys getting a fucking kickback?
Between 2016 and 2000. This is a lawsuit, a class action lawsuit.
Yeah.
As a result, hundreds were removed from their classrooms each year, handcuffed and driven away by Popo, employed by the school district. Those impacted, Ryan, you're going to be shocked to learn.
Okay.
Were disproportionately black.
Wow.
Including the third grader that we're talking about right now.
Yeah.
Some had developmental disabilities and didn't meet the statutory criteria for involuntary psych. There was no reason to haul them off for psychic vals.
They just wanted to do it, or seriously. I mean, there's so many of them. Is there a money thing going on here? I mean, is somebody getting fucking paid?
Sadly, black students and students with disabilities are being disproportionately subjected to the overzealous practice.
Yeah.
And we are suing to put an end to it.
Good.
Says the Florida State Conference of the NAACP.
That is insane, man.
The lawsuit alleges nearly every Baker Act originating in the Palm Beach County School District was initiated by an officer of the district's police department.
Oh, okay.
In the past, civil rights advocates have slammed the process for contributing to the so-called police to prison or school to prison pipeline.
Right.
In which kids, particularly of color, are forced into unnecessary and sometimes traumatic interactions with law enforcement.
Right. That's traumatic as fuck. And why are we letting cops make that decision? What?
Right.
Fuck that.
Are
they psychologists?
Previously, one 9-year-old with disabilities was seized for an involuntary exam, thrown in cuffs after he allegedly ripped up a piece of paper and ate it.
Good God. That's our president does that. Our old president did that. That's insane.
The child was taught ways to self-soothe when he would start freaking out.
Yeah.
According to the lawsuit, the child was able to self-soothe, a cop tackled him to the ground and took him away in handcuffs.
Oh, great. The cop wasn't able to self-soothe, but the child was. But that doesn't matter because these cops
They were probably saying, animals. Let him calm down, let him calm down. But because the kid was freaking out, the cop, of course, had a boner and decided
that's all he knew how to do.
Rough up a kid.
It's be violent, right? They don't really have any other. Do they have any other tools?
Well, they're supposed to be taught to de-escalate, but then that's not what they want. Join the force.
That's not
what they want.
Right, right. They're not down with that. They want to tackle little kids. They're fucked up.
Many. Let's get out of here.
Yay.
If the internet's working, we'll be back 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific tomorrow, 5 to 7 Eastern. Check out what Ryan's doing on the internet. Radar Comedy, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, or at radarcomedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vial on Twitter or Instagram.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.